Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to The Good Life. Talking about Alzheimer's, not so much fun. Talking about wine, a lot more fun. Congratulations, though, to Scott Hearn. He was the lucky fifth caller. Gets a copy of The Alzheimer's Solution, the book we spoke about. If you missed the program, go to goodlifeguy.com, or better yet, go direct to knssradio.com. Click on the menu button on the upper left, and then click on audio, page down a little bit, and there is The Good Life. And you can listen to any shows back for, I don't know how far back it goes, but a long way. A lot of bandwidth being stored up there, so you can do that. Joining me now is my good friend Peter Paul Fiorentino. Peter Paul and his friend Jay Warren decided they were going to make wine here in the Flatlands. And obviously that's a challenge and a lot of work, but they've been doing it and doing such a credible job. Bringing home medals from the Indianapolis Wine Competition, an international wine event that it's a good deal, and they're making some great wine. I got two of them here, but Peter Paul, welcome to the program again.
Jay, thanks. Guy, thanks for having me again. How are you doing?
I'm good. And now I'm holding a bottle of your white wine. Congratulations. I know that this has been in the works for a while. This is a 2014 blend, and if I remember right, it's a lot of Treminet?
Yes.
And
Vignole. And we also blended it with Vignole. And in fact, we've even aged it for a year in oak as well. So this one is our first attempt at a dry white, and it's a lip smacker. It's one that it has a citrus finish with it, so it's a little bit different. It's one that pairs well with anything on the grill as far as seafood. In fact, they had a couple ladies last week or the week before at Jacob's when we were doing a tasting that also recommended this wine as far as when you're sautéing shrimp or scallops, a third of a cup in the sauce would work out well as also.
Man, when you were talking, I poured myself some and stuck my nose in the glass. This is an interesting wine. I'm surprised you put it in oak, Peter Paul.
Yeah, we like the transformation or the depth of the oak. The oak that gives it the finish. So we're big on oak. In fact, aging wine in oak is one of our greatest yardsticks of quality. So, but like you said, we like the flavor that the oak brings out in the wine. You know, it gives it some depth, some length, and in some of the wines, a little bit more intensity.
Well, it's good. I wanted to taste this wine. I was chomping at the bit to do that. That's why I jumped into that. But I probably should have started off with a little history. You and Jay, how many years ago was it now? 6, 7 years ago?
Yeah, it's about 7 or 8 years almost that we first started, making wine or attempting, if you want to say, to make wine. The last 3 years, we actually started bottling the wine. But, yes, a lot of mistakes. A lot of wine. We drank a lot of our mistakes. we also threw out a lot of grapes. Some of the piles were higher, taller than me. But it's been a big trial and error. But the last 3 years, we finally were able to narrow it down and get some nice dry wines on the market.
Well, let's talk about where you get some of your fruit from and maybe plans for the future, right? You're still bringing in some California fruit, right?
Yes, we are either buying juice or some of our grapes are sourced from California. We're around the Sacramento Valley area. In fact, Fairfax or Fairview is where we pull some of our juice or grapes. Those vines are some pretty old vines, but we like the flavor and the grapes that we're getting out of that area. So for our dry, or 214. Some of that juice has been sourced from California as well. And like I say, they're also available at Jacobs. The Chamberson that we currently have, we pull that from here, as well as the Triminette and the Vanol for the white wine.
Well, I just finished my white wine, and I'm so glad you're using screw caps. It's just the right thing. I'm pouring a little bit of your current release, the award-winning 2014 Cabernet.
Yes.
This wine is so pretty color-wise. And it smells good. Again, this has got a good bit of oak. Tell us about this wine.
This one here, this is obviously a full-body dry Cabernet. It's got some nice tannins to it. It's got some good structure. We finally bottled this wine back in April of 2017.
Wow.
But it's still a little young, guy, but it is got good color, good depth, and it's got a nice finish to it, you know? And well, like I say, it's been aged in oak for 2 years.
This is the best wine you guys have made.
It's a good wine. Good wine.
I was pretty convinced that the 2012 was top dog and the best you've made, but wow, this is a really pleasant wine. And oh God, it smells so good. What a treat. I can't wait to try it with some food, because like I said, man, burning a little cow meat on the grill tonight would be appropriate to have with this.
There you go. And it's pretty well balanced, you know, the acidity, the tannins, the color, obviously. But yeah, this is one, you know, like I said, we're trying for perfection every time we make a bottle.
Well, I admire what you've done and what you continue to do, and I got to come down and visit. You still don't have like a tasting room or anything, but it's nice that you came up and did tastings at Jacob. That was a good deal.
Yes, yeah, Jacob's has been very good to us. Like I said, we're trying at least every 6 weeks to get in there. We're the Burford Theater has been restored. It's been a 9 or 10 year project to restore that theater. We currently have our warehouse down at the bottom or in the basement where obviously it's nice and cool. So the wine is stored at least at 60 or 65 degrees in cases. So we're good there. But we will, and I've told people at Jacobs and stuff and given out cards, that we will have tastings there. All they have to do is call, and we'll set up a time. Like I said, the theater has just been newly restored. But it's a beautiful, and they restored it back to the 1936 condition when it first opened, or I believe that's around the right year that theater opened. But yes, we'd be more than happy for people to come down and visit, including you and Beth. That would be awesome. And we will have, like I said, a tasting there as well.
Well, I got to do it. I love the new labels, the MHV label, Mabel's Homestead Vineyard. On the white wine is killer, and the new label on the 2014 Cabernet, great job. And you're doing good work, man. The Cabernet is really special. I like the finish, and you know, you mentioned something about citrus when we were talking about the Triminette Vigneault blend.
Yes.
I think the wood actually brings that out and makes that the forefront. As soon as you swallow, it's like a combination of grapefruit rind and orange blossom. It's both
yeah,
wines.
Yeah, definitely got some pear and grapefruit melon. Yeah, it's got that that flavor or taste as well. Like I said, it was our first attempt at a white wine, so hopefully we will even do better as we get into a Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc combination as well.
Oh, cool. Well, good luck, man. I hope I feel bad. I got to see at the wine tasting the other day that Dave Haglund puts on, and we were in a rush to get out of there, so we ran right out, and I didn't take time to come talk to you. But
that's all right. You're a busy guy, and I appreciate you just having us on the program, man. That's fantastic.
Well, I got to keep track of my local winemaking buds.
That's right. There you go. That's right.
Well, look, good luck. Tell Mr. Jay Warren that God says howdy, and you guys have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you again for having us on the program, Joe.
You bet. Take care, buddy.
Thank you. All right.
See ya.
See you soon.
I hope. Okay, so you can get this wine normally at Jacob's. It just so happens that the computer was still showing quantity on the shelf, but it really wasn't there. Somebody just came in this weekend and bought up the last of it. There's going to be more. But most of your premium wine stores in town have it, and if they don't, they can get it in a heartbeat. Again, it's Mabel's Homestead Vineyard. The 2014 Cabernet is a beauty. The white wine has a lot of fun going on. It's a blend of primarily Treminet with a little Vignol. Normally, both of those wines would have a hint of sweetness. This one's dry. The oak adds an interesting dimension on the finish. Both wines are fun. Hunt them up, and you'll like that. We'll take a quick break. We come back. I got a few closing remarks and some events that are coming up, and I'll tell you about some things you ought to look at Jacob Liquor Exchange on their website. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.